Get a newspaper, turn on the TV, or flip on the radio, and you're likely to hear news about either the Pope or Terri Schiavo. The only connection between the two deaths is the amount of media interest they've generated. John Stauber runs the Center for Media and Democracy, which is based in Madison. He says intense media coverage of only a few select events does a disservice to democracy.
Obviously, those are both important stories. But TV news seems to have become like a soap opera with, at any given time, two or three or four dominant stories and everything else marginalized.
Some of the coverage generated by the death of Pope John Paul II has even dismayed certain religious interests. On the website getreligion.org, there are complaints that mainstream media generally ignore religious issues, then tend to go overboard with sometimes shallow, sensational reports. A media coordinator for the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship in Dane County says the attention of the secular media may be short-lived. Gordon Govier used to be a news director at a Madison Christian station. He says the secular coverage of the Pope's death may be so intense, in part because of the last presidential election.
There's been a greater sensitivity, it seems like, ever since then, to religious issues. I don't know if this will be a permanent thing. I think it would be a good idea if it was.
Govier's comment about more secular media coverage of religious issues refers to the cultural influence believed to have been displayed in the last political election. Some credit President Bush's re-election to support coming from Christian conservatives. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.